bring I made out couple.
Tonight we will discuss the halachas of Iker and Tafel. Back in the days. That's right, there you go, very good. Back in the days, they washed before every meal that they ate, so they didn't really have these complicated situations. And nowadays that we don't wash, and our food's got a lot more complicated than they used to be, so therefore we have a new sugya in front of us. Now there are three categories over here. This category number one is when you have two foods which are combined into a mixture, which is considered like a single entity. So then there'll be one bracha on this mixture. Now, what's considered a mixture, we'll have to clarify. The second category is when you have two separate foods which are eaten together, and one is primarily to enhance the taste of the other. We'll give examples of that also. The third category is where you have two foods, but they're eaten separately. Right, you're getting very close. The third category is where you can have two foods and they're being eaten separately, and still one is a secondary to the other one. Let's work this out. Let's start off with the first category. First category is we have two foods combined into a mixture to the extent that it's considered like a single entity. So over here we have a big machlokes. If let's say I have a salad. I have tomatoes and cucumbers and what could be oats that's in there?
Nuts.
Cashews, right? Cashews and olives.
They're all mixed in there,
okay? So I have ha'etz and ha'adamas mixed together. And it's a nice salad in a bowl. Now, according to many poskim, that's considered a mixture, which would fall into this category. According to some poskim, since each piece is nicker, is recognizable by itself, I see the tomatoes, I'm not talking about where it's cut into very small pieces, but being enough, the tomatoes are seen by itself, I see the cucumbers, I see the cashews, the nuts, everything's is recognizable for what it is. According to this other sheet, that this is not a mixture that will get one bracha. Until it's broken down to such small pieces that then it's really mixed with each other. This is a big machlekes. Why do I say it's a big machlekes? Because you have the Mishtarura and the Aruch HaShulchan saying like the first side, as long as the two are mixed together, it's called a mixture. And on the other side, you have the Chayodam and the Derechayim, the Nesivis, and they say in the name of Moshe that he, how like the Chayodam, that if it's recognizable, then it's not considered a mixture. We follow the Psak of the Mishtarura and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan clarifies for us, what does it mean that it's mixed enough, even though they're recognizable, but what does it mean that they're mixed enough that's considered a mixture? If on most spoonfuls or forkfuls, you'll be picking up from two or more of the items, that's called that's mixed. Darach HaShulchan.
Could Rebbe tell me if Svardim differ in any,
In this point, the Kaf HaChaim goes with the Malach that we're about to say.
Okay.
So if you follow the Kaf HaChaim, then you're fine.
I'm saying
you're
like
always fine, yeah.
Random.
Yeah, we're
going
to try.
In general, the salads in Yeshiva are regular.
So now we have a mixture. Now the question is, what bracha do I make on a mixture? Now, what's making this a mixture is that I have two or more items here that neither one of them are more of an ikker than the other. Do I want the tomatoes more than the cucumbers more than the tomatoes or the cashews? I want them all equally because they all make up this mixture. So I have here a mixture of different brachas, different items mixed together, and I want them all equally. So what bracha do I make on this? So the halacha is, no, we're talking about a mixture. We're not up to that. So the halacha is, in this case, that we go basta the roif. we look at what's the rife here. What is there? Is there rife by pre'etz or by pre'adama? And the rife is what's kaveya, the bracha on the whole mixture, on the mixture. So therefore, in a case where, let's say I have, let's give a good example. Let's say I have a chalent, where the chalent is if it has big pieces, like big piece of potatoes, big piece of meat, and when I stick my fork in or my spoon, I usually either pick up a piece of potato or meat by itself. So then that's not considered a mixture. And therefore you'll have to make separate brachas. A bracha on the meat, a bracha on the potatoes, and a bracha on the barley. But if it's cut into small pieces that, or sometimes by the time Shabbos day comes around, so the chalent's already sort of mushy together, with each, everything's together, so when you scoop into it, your spoonfuls come out with a little of everything on it. So then, this is called a mixture. And now the question is what bracha to make. So according to the rule we said before, you go basur d'raif. However, there's an exception to that. When there's mezainis in the mixture, even if the mezainis is the smaller amount, mezainis overall. So let's make it clear. And the first category is a mixture. A mixture is defined by most spoonfuls or forkfuls I pick up more than one item at a time. That's a mixture. On a mixture, I make one bracha. The bracha goes in if they're all equally there. It's not like one is more of an ikr than the other. So then I make on the rive. And if there's a mezainis there, I make a mezainis as long as the mezainis is there for taste. If there's some flour there just to make it thicker or hold it together, that's not counted. But if it's a mezainis, which is there from the 5 grains, also it's only from the 5 grains, not from rice. So then it will become mezainis. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Most salad has lettuce. It's mostly lettuce in salad.
Okay, that's a lettuce salad. But you have Israeli salad where there's no lettuce in it.
And then what about like if you have a soup and you...
Yeah, we discussed a different week. And we'll get back to it. Right, I'll get to you after. Let's not get confused.
It's mac and cheese and macaroni and cheese and pudding in this.
Okay. Now macaroni and cheese, when the cheese is melted in the macaroni, so then we're going to go to a different rule. Why? First of all, there's mezainis, and number two, over there, it's pasha, the main thing is the macaroni. Cheese is to give taste to the macaroni. Let's not get carried off yet. That's the first category, where it's a mixture. The second category is where I'm eating two foods together. They're separate, two separate foods, and they're eaten together. And one is eaten primarily to enhance the taste of the other. For example, I have a potato latkes with applesauce, or blintzes and sour cream. So then in these cases we have potato latkes with applesauce, it's pretty clear that even though it's two separate things together being eaten together, I eat the potato latkes with some applesauce. It's not mixed together, but I'm eating it together, and it's pretty clear what's the ikker. The ikker over here is the potato latkes, and the applesauce is just there to give taste to the potato latkes. But when I will have two foods which I'm eating together, and one is not there to enhance the other one, each one is a food by itself, and I'm eating it together, so then I may have to make two brachas. Then I'll make two brachas. I'll give you an example of that.
So what happens if you have one?
One second. So therefore, if let's say I have an ice cream sandwich, so there's the cookie part, and then there's the ice cream in the middle. So I want the cookie and I want the ice cream. Neither one of them are come to enhance the taste of the other. It just tastes good together. So I make two brachas. I make a bracha on the on the cookie part and on the ice cream. If to you, if you one of them is coming to enhance the other one, then you'll make one bracha.
You make two brachas and then you bite it, or you make a
bracha? No, take off a piece of mesenis, make mesenis, take some of the ice cream, make a shakal, and then you eat the regular.
If you're ever masipik, you just make a bracha, or no?
If you ever masipik, we don't make a bracha, just
yourself.
You can make a shakal or something, or whatever, I'm saying, whatever the situation is.
Make your masipik to two foods.
So what happens?
Depends what their brachas are. No, no. If you're masipik, what do you mean? You don't make brachas out of
something. Can you just eat bread always?
You can do that.
Just eat a piece of bread.
After making the mezonos.
Let's say I have cereal and milk. Let's say I have cereal and milk. I'm going to get to all everyone's cases in a second. Let's say I have cereal and milk. Cereal and milk. So why am I putting milk into the cereal? So the normal thing is because the cereal is dry, sometimes hard. The milk enhances the taste of the cereal, makes it easier to eat. Makes it taste better. So there it's clear that I'm putting the milk in for the cereal. Says Rav Moshe, if you put in the normal amount of milk that people put into the cereal, you only make one bracha. You make a bracha on the cereal and not on the milk. If I have a little of that milk left over afterwards, I could drink the milk without a bracha. However, Rav Moshe says, if you can put a lot of milk into the cereal, so then it's clear that you're doing it because you want also the tasty milk, that chocolate milk or that sugar milk afterwards. So then you'll have to make two brachas. Bracha on the cereal and bracha on the milk. Now, let's say I have chocolate-covered raisins or chocolate-covered nuts. So over here, theoretically, it should depend on the person. To you, what is the ikker? Is the ikker the chocolate and the nuts giving taste to the chocolate? Or to you, is the ikker the nut and the chocolate is giving taste to the nut? That's what it should depend on. However, in a case where, to you, you just like to eat them both together, you enjoy the chocolate, you enjoy the nut, and it tastes good when it's together, which is the way Rav Moshe viewed it. He writes in the Tshuva, he says, they're both ikker, you bar them both. She says you make two brachas. That's where my shirat. Yeah.
Is there gonna ever be a sign for let's say sprinkles? Could you ever say is there ever like too small of an ikker or like two such a thing?
Usually if it's too small then it's obvious that it's just there to enhance the other thing. But it's possible to have a case like that.
But I'm saying there could be a
It's possible. Yeah.
So you have the yogurt, right? I know sometimes on yogurt you have like the things that you pour.
The fruit or
so let's say it's like
the crunch?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start off with the yogurts that have pieces of fruits in it, pieces of fruits. So then it would depend what's the ikker to you. I think to most people the yogurt is the ikker, the fruit is just to give taste to the I didn't say mizan. I said the fruit. I left the shell on the side to put the fruits in the yogurt. So to most people the yogurt is the ikker, the fruit is just to give taste. So you'll make a bracha on the fruit and you make a bracha on the yogurt and the fruit becomes part of the bracha on the yogurt. Now let's say I have granola, pieces of granola that I'm dumping into the yogurt. So granola we learned is ha'adama. Again, the granola is just to give taste to the yogurt or to make the yogurt more crunchy. So then the ikker is the yogurt. But if it's a mezainis, it's some kind of mezainis that I'm dumping into my yogurt. So then, the oats will be hadama, not mezainis. Granola. Yeah, we discussed that differently.
First year, second year.
But if it, let's say it's mezainis, let's say it's cookie crumbs, whatever, it's mezainis that I'm putting into the yogurt. So then we go back to a rule that we learned before, that even if the mezainis is not the ikker, but if it's there for the taste, then it's mezainis. Now I'll give you an interesting example. We learned in an earlier shiur that on the croutons that you buy in a store, it's mezainis. Even though they're made from bread, but they're mezainis, the ones you buy in the store, not the ones you make at home. So now, what happens, and we also learned the ones that you make at home, or the ones that they make in Sam's Bagels, because they're using leftover bagels, are hamotzi. Now you go ahead, you put it into your salad. Do I need to wash up my salad or do I need to make a mezainis on my salad? So most people will tell you the reason why they're putting those croutons is not for the taste of the crouton. There's different types of croutons. Croutons with garlic on and different spices. So it's just a way to get that spice into my salad with a crunch. So you're not eating it for the taste. It's just to enhance the crunch or the spice that's on it. So then that'll be a tuffel. You make your adama and you pat your croutons. But to someone who puts in tons of croutons because he likes to eat the croutons, then he'll make a mezainis, or if it's a mighty croutons, he'll make a mighty.
If it's made for... Questions after, guys.
That's a different discussion. I don't want to get off tangent right now. We discussed in an early issue. I'll discuss it here. I don't want to get off tangent. Okay, so then... So that's where mezainis sometimes could be... Could take over, sometimes not, depending on what it's there for. Now, sometimes you could have cases of let's see, where I'm just gonna throw out the third category. The third category is where I'm eating them separately, and I'm eating first the ikur, and I'm eating the tuffel. What would that case be? If let's say I had some very strong whiskey. I want to be a man about it. I'm going to drink it, but it's going to burn me. So I need to eat something right after, like a piece of bread to soothe or to offset that burning taste. Chaser, right? So then I'm drinking the whiskey, but I'm eating that small piece of bread right after just for the sake of soothing that burning feeling. So the bread is a tuffel to the whiskey, even though I'm not eating it together, right? So who's a tequila drinker here?
I'm with the lime and the salt.
You are? Yeah. With the lime and the salt.
I know that the whole time.
If it comes
so
up,
what? What?
You do the salt, so you do the salt, you do the lime.
See, here what goes on?
You do tequila. Back in the day, I'm all.
So you do the salt first. Then you drink
it.
That's right, like that.
We know,
right?
We all know.
Very good. And then we tried it out actually right here.
By a brachas here or stam?
It was the last time we learned brachas, yeah. Yeah, someone brought it in. So there's the salt, there's the drink, and then there's the lime. Okay. So now this is so interesting. Why are you putting the salt in your mouth to numb your mouth from the tequila? So salt is a tuffel. But one second. I'm eating the salt before I'm eating the ikker. So does the ikker part of the salt?
No.
You can't do like a lama kraya thing? You can't do like a lama kraya?
No, because let's say you put the salt in your mouth and then you take a 2-minute break. Like, yeah. You say, you know what?
No, I'm not going. No, I'm Rebbe holding water. It right here. I'm doing
you
it.
Rebbe water. When you do water with medicine, let's say. You.
Rebbe holds so water is separate. You're right. Water is separate.
With the pill, you put the water first. Yeah.
So the answer is that you need to make a bracha on it. When you're eating the tuffel before the ikker, it never became patted. Okay? So now I want to ask you another case. What happens if, let's say, at a those are mice that took place at a Friday night meal, the lady took the cholent off the stove instead of the soup, and she decided, you know, I'm going to serve the cholent at the meal, and no one ever serves cholent at a Friday night meal, and she brings out the cholent. So there's no stam das about this. There's no stam das. You can't say that. Everyone knows that chalent could be part of the meal. No one's imagining that chalent would be part of the meal. So the question was, do they need to make a bracha on the chalent or not? So Rabbi Yashiv actually paskin at the time that for the balabayas, who everyone else is, the people around the table, they're samech on the das of the balabayas. So the balabayas decides to do a mishigas. Your das is on his mishigas, but he has no das to be Saimachan. So he has to make the bracha. Well, she, whoever's the balabasta there, she has to make the bracha. But what bracha does she make? It's a tuffel. Because in a bread meal, everything you eat in a bread meal is a tuffel. So the Ramah says that a tuffel is always shakal. So therefore, in our case of salt, it didn't make a difference. In that case, you're going to make a shakal on the chant. Because it's a tuffle and a bread meal. So anyways, Baal Kapanim. So that's the third category.
Right.
Now, yeah.
But you have to make shakal.
You wash them.
Right, but since there's no das at all to each chant at this meal.
You don't have any
das what you're serving?
It has to be stam das.
Let's say your mom surprised you with das.
But that's normal to be served at the meal.
Only she should have.
Well, you never thought
that
people eat Friday.
She'll make
a
shakal.
Not everyone else, not me.
People eat chon Friday night. Not a meal, but.
During the suda.
Oh, after the suda, but not at the suda.
No, during
the suda.
Only
after the
suda. Every
Friday
night. Only she has to make it. Everyone else has to
do it. You're different.
Okay. Okay, I'll just give you an example. You'll figure out your own example. Okay, now, those are the three categories. Again, the first category is when you have a mixture of different types of foods, which you want equally, like a salad or something like that. Then there's one bracha on the mixture. The second category was when you have two separate things. Let's say you have peanut butter on bread. You don't make a separate bracha on peanut butter. Okay, that's because bread. Let's say tuna fish on a cracker.
Cottage cheese on a rice cake. That's applicable for tomorrow.
What about tuna fish on
okay,
a cracker?
Okay, let's go to all these cases. So let's
very
see.
Important.
Tuna fish on a cracker. So if you put just a thin layer of tuna fish, so then it's pretty clear the tuna fish is there to give taste to the cracker, probably.
Put a hunk
and the cracker. But if you put it like a whole stack, so then you have to make two brachas, two separate
two
things.
Still, you still have to make two brachas. Even the crackers just to give crunch to the tuna.
Is that true?
By Harry.
Yeah.
You don't take a plain cracker, you take a cracker with taste.
A lot of times I don't want to eat tuna plain, so I just have a thin cracker under it to give it some texture.
Okay, then it could be right.
Or just tomato.
Right.
What about also if you put cheese on it?
What?
You put like crackers, tuna, and cheese. I mean tomato.
So that you
make
tomato,
fra-dama, I'm saying.
What's I did crackers, cheese,
yeah,
and
Revy, so
crackers.
If the tuna's the icker, you make shakal.
I don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
I want tuna and cheese.
Yeah, but usually.
You got tuna and cheese?
I mean, that's personally how I eat
right.
It.
See,
tuna melts.
That's how I said tomato. But so you have like crackers and tuna and tomato.
Yeah.
So what would you do for that? And you're eating for the tuna, so you would. What do you have to make the broth
on? Tuna is a tough one. I mean, the tomato is a tough one to the tuna.
Right. And the cracker.
It's also a tough one. Usually you take a cracker that has taste because you like the taste.
Can you mean more than one time?
Cracker also.
Right.
No, so then they both become icker.
Take it to the grave?
Put the cracker in there.
Right. Now, sushi is like this. There's a mezainis. The rice is mezainis. But even though rice is mezainis, but it does not have the same din as the mezainis that we said until now. We said that whenever there's mezainis in the mixture, even if it's the smaller amount, it overrides and becomes mezainis. Rice is exception to that rule.
Rice cakes?
Rice is the exception to that rule.
Rice cake is mezainis.
So, we're trying to talk about sushi. So now you have, so let's think about our sushi roll. We have rice, we have
seaweed,
we have
fish,
hopefully
fish, avocado,
cucumber,
whatever it may be. Okay.
Mango.
So now there's an avocado roll, there's a cucumber roll. So is it pshat that it's an avocado roll because you're buying because of the avocado and just everything else is there to give taste to the avocado? Is that the main thing? Or is it or pshat is that it's all equal? Yeah. If to you the avocado is the ikker, and that's why it's called avocado roll, and everything else is just to give taste, and then the avocado will be the main thing. Will be the bracha will be the avocado.
He wouldn't spend $15 on sushi.
Why? I like the taste that it gives to the avocado. Let's say. But pashtus is like what you're saying, that it's all the parts together taste good. So then we have to go with the roif. And it depends how professional the sushi is being made. Because the less professional, the more rice there is.
I mean, even professional rice is more. There's more
rice
professional.
The rice
is trying.
Try, have a fried rice.
I'm not such a professional, but in my bracha shiurim, the mumchim, that's the only way I know about it, because the mumchim dashin, like the ones that held themselves as mumchim, the rice, supposed to be a certain ones, depends which rolls. Certain rolls, there's a thin layer. It's only there for the taste. So other rolls, it's there to hold it together.
But even with the thin rolls, if it's a standard size roll, there's more rice than
food. Could be, yeah, could be not.
How about a deep fried roll of cheese?
I'm telling you. I'm
I'll accept what you're saying, but I had other people say differently, so I'm not mixing in.
Unless you have a bigger roll, then it's a bigger size in the middle.
Okay,
let's see, like the would frying some.
Let's say you fry a roll with cheese. Like there's a Baltimore roll where it's cheese fried.
So when it comes to tamaytzi, everything's a top of tamaytzi.
Oh, fried is a mozzarella.
No, wait a minute, you said you fry. Oh, roll. A sushi roll. Oh, I didn't have to say. They meant the roll of tamaytzi. Okay, so what do you think? Because there's a mezonos crust on it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you like this, schnitzel. What broch do you make on schnitzel, on bread bread crumbs on chicken cutlets, or on fish? What broch do you make on that? You make a shako? You make a mezonos? You heard I said mezonos?
I heard all the rappers.
What do you say?
Well, I make a mezonos.
Well,
schnitzel, bread crumbs on...
last night I made a shako.
I make shako, but a double breaded.
It carries the meat.
Then
it's then
you want right. Then you want the mezonos also.
Okay.
No one has supper and crumbs.
But we said the
recipe.
But what's the chiddush and what Reuven's saying? Chiddush is because we said that when there's a mezonos,
potato brekkah.
Mezonos always becomes the main.
Yeah, but right? Potato brekkah, we said you can make a
hadamah. No. You make a mezonos on potato brekkah. Just the suit is not being nikva on the.
Oh, that probably won't make.
That's right.
Since your suit is on the meat, that's why you can be tight.
But we said by mezainis, it's always. So, like this. If you take a look at Rav Moshe Feinstein,
yes,
and many other Paiskin, they all say that shahakol and Zapella. Why? So, they all say different svaris. But they're shver svaris because one svar is. This is Ramashal. Ramashal, that depends if it's a thin layer, and this is what Yosef said, depends if there's a thin layer or a thick layer. Ramashal said, he said like this, said, if it's a thin layer of crumbs, so then it's there to give, to make the chicken taste better. So you're using it as a spice. Like you put salt on your schnitzel, you're sprinkling some of these crumbs on the thing. But if it's a double dip, it's a thick layer, so then you're doing it because you want the taste of the crumbs also. Ah, so then we go back to the rule, then it'll be mezonos.
What about cornflakes? You use cornflakes instead.
What?
What happens if you use cornflakes instead of breadcrumbs? You take Kellogg's cornflakes.
Then it goes by the bus of the
drive. What's how we say?
What?
It's not mezonos.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's nothing to do with the discussion yet.
So what's how we say?
But I'm saying if it's a thin layer, then it's shahakol. If it's a thick layer, it's mezainis.
What's your shiva? What's your shiva schnitzel?
Thick layer.
The bottom line is the ikkar
yeah.
On the
so
food.
I haven't been making breakfast on top.
It's a pretty thick layer.
That's good.
Yeah,
and it's soy anyway.
Okay.
So. Well, the other stuff, but you want to
fine. Okay, so that's that. And that's ikkar and tefil.
Mezainis
always over. What we still need to discuss is... I think Shinei Makom we didn't discuss. We're switching places, which would be Negev for Purim. Because you make a bracha in the morning.
It's not Negev,
and you end up.
It's very hard to make brachas when you're drunk. Are you allowed to make a bracha if you're drunk?
It's still on.
Depends how drunk.
If you're wasted.
Rabbi, we're done?
Yeah.
We're done?
What do I make?